In light of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, many Canadians are coming to terms with Canada's history of schooling and settler colonialism. The TRC's findings, along with revelations about locating unmarked graves at many former residential school sites and the recent conclusion of the Indian Day School's settlement claim deadline, have challenged Canadians to confront a hard truth. Their government, in partnership with various churches, devised, deployed, and defended genocidal school systems for Indigenous peoples for more than a century. Indian residential schools and Indian day schools, however, have not been the only kinds of schooling complicit in colonialism. Mark Wayne Mullen is poised to make history as the first tribal citizen in the U.S. Senate in nearly two decades, but not all Native voters are happy. Mullen, a citizen of the Cherokee Nation, already secured the Republican nomination for an open seat in Oklahoma. In light of his state's strong conservative tilt, he's already predicting victory at the polls this November. "I'm going to be the only true Native American in the Senate when I get elected," Mullen said recently during the 39th Annual National Tribal Health Conference in the nation's capital. Mullen was met with some boos in the audience of the conference hosted by the National Indian Health Board. Mullen currently serves in the U.S. House of Representatives, where he is one of four tribal citizens in the chamber. The 2022 summer powwow season is winding down this coming weekend with the Heysapa Wachipi Na Oskate. The powwow runs from Friday, October 7th to Sunday, October 9th. Over $100,000 in dance and drum money will be awarded. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.